The sounds of a lost language echo across a packed classroom in suburban Sydney as secondary school students help to revive an ancient part of Australia's indigenous culture. Darug was one of the dominant Aboriginal dialects in the Sydney region when British settlers arrived in 1788, but became extinct under the weight of colonisation. Students at Chifley College's Dunheved campus are taught by Richard Green, who's on a mission to rekindle an ancient language.
We've already reclaimed it. That's why there's so much interest. People are already speaking it. They speak our language from here. So when you walk in the school of the morning, you hear, Bujiri warami, Bujiri malinawal. Good to see you. How are you? Good morning.
People, I'm starting to lose my voice. Listen up. Let's say this together.
We got some young boys here that are absolutely brilliant. And no matter what I say it with correct pronunciation. You know, they sit in class the whole lesson. They're changing their attitudes.
About a fifth of the students here are Aborigines, who remain Australia's most disadvantaged group. The language classes are open to non-Indigenous pupils, giving them a greater understanding of their country's rich history and culture.
Baragirang and Gadaway. The first one means kangaroo and the second one means cockatoo.
And how easy is it to learn?
Pretty easy. If you say it all together, you can remember it.
Stephen Dargin says the language classes give him more insight into his Aboriginal community.
It's good, especially for the blackfellas. You get to talk about your own culture and all that, learn some more stuff, speak it out of school.
Darug is firmly embedded in the school's curriculum, and Joyce Berry, the deputy principal, says the aim is to create a vibrant, living language.
We are reclaiming the language, and with Richard's help and with the elders' help, they are reclaiming and actually going through the process of writing down the language for probably the first time it's ever been written down. If this can work, it's something that a school in Western Sydney has been able to achieve with the support of the elders. So if we can do that, it's going to be such a wonderful thing, not just for the school but also for the Darug community.
Other Indigenous dialects in Australia have been revived, but the process may require what experts describe as language engineering, the borrowing of phrases and words, or the coining of new vocabulary. John Hobson, a lecturer in Indigenous dialects at Sydney University, says they can be hard to learn.
For the benefit of English speakers, I often compare Aboriginal languages to something somewhere between Japanese and Latin, which, kind of surprises them because the kind of gut approach is to go for something primitive and simplistic, which they are definitely not. They're very complex languages.
When European settlers arrived in Australia, there were about 270 different Aboriginal languages. Today, only about 60 are spoken on a daily basis. Of these, roughly half a dozen are considered to be strong and are being passed from adults to their children. Community leaders say these ancient dialects go to the heart of Indigenous pride and identity. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.